Soon she perished, now she's sleeping in the cold and silent grave.
You really have done remarkably badly.
Badly? I thought it was a splendid day's work.
What have we gained?
I saw the man follow Miss Smith.
So we know that her story is true. I never doubted it.
I saw him flee when she challenged him directly.
She's a highly spirited girl, and he always keeps his distance. Hardly new information.
I watched him return and go into the grounds of Charlington Hall, straight up the main drive.
We already knew there was a connection.
And I have the name of the man who's renting the hall for the summer.
Williamson.
An elderly, respectable gentleman.
That's all you managed to find out about him. Who's the better for that? I send you for information, and you go to a house agents. Oh, you couldn't have come up against a more effective wall of professional silence if you'd gone to a lawyer or a doctor.
This is ridiculous. What should I have done, for God's sake?
Hidden in the hedge, not on the heath. Oh. He had been close enough to see his face, and then visited the nearest public house. That's the centre of country gossip. Oh, they would have given you the name of everyone at the hall, from the master to the scullery maid. Oh, remarkably badly.
The first that from the soul doth rise, the first a drink divine. But might I of Jove's nectar sup, I would not change for thine.
Thank you, Miss Smith. That was beautifully played.
I love accompanying songs. Two separate elements that make a greater whole.
You're very perceptive. Miss Smith.
Yes, Mr. Gravis?
I have something... Miss Smith, would you do me the great honor of becoming my wife?
Mr. Gravis...
I believe you know how I feel towards you.
Yes, I do.
Dare I hope that you return those feelings?
Sir, my promise is already given. You know that.
Engagements can be broken. Affections can change. Miss Smith, Violet, promise me at least that you'll consider my proposal.
It would be wrong of me to give you that promise. I'm so sorry. I must say no.
Ah, look at this. From Miss Smith. He's appeared again. I've already told you that. I was watching, you may remember. Even if it was from the wrong place.
Look at the postscript.
I see what you mean. You can understand that the situation is a little strained.
Yeah, I say that's probably something of an understatement. Mm,
she certainly seems to be getting into deep waters.
This has nothing to do with the case, though, surely?
No. I shall be back this evening.
Where are you going?
I feel like a quiet, peaceful day in the country.
All right, that's it. I've had enough of you, Woodley.
Mr. Woodley, to the likes of you.
I think not. No gentleman strikes with the back of his hand.
Are you all right, sir?
Yes, perfectly. Thank you, landlord.
Would you like me to call a constable?
Thank you. I believe I can cope by myself.
Who are you? You didn't know I was back there, did you? I heard you. What do you mean, asking all these bloody questions?
No gentleman uses such language in a respectable house. If your hearing's that good, you'll have heard that you're not welcome here.
I'll show you who's not welcome.
You see, Woodley, you're nothing but a ruffian.
You cocksure bastard!
A gentleman learns his lessons.
Stand still and take it like a bloody man.
I told you once about that language.
I'll rip you apart with my bare hands.
A gentleman uses his fists
Go! Yes,
Barney!